AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Bexar County, Texas Sheriff Javier Salazar opens a criminal investigation into two charter flights paid for by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to fly Venezuelan immigrants from San Antonio first to Florida, then on to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts.
To just be exploited and hoodwinked into making this trip to Florida and then onward to Martha's Vineyard for what I believe to be nothing more than political posturing.
DeSantis' office says Florida was giving the migrants more options to succeed in Massachusetts. A Kentucky man who was a 14-year-old freshman when he opened fire on classmates, killing three and wounding five others in 1997, has a hearing before the state parole board today.
Michael Carneal was 14 when in December 1997 he fired a stolen pistol at a before-school prayer group in the lobby of his high school near Paducah, Kentucky. He killed three girls ages 14, 15, and 17 and wounded five other students. Christina Hadley Elgood, the sister of victim Nicole Hadley, testified yesterday.
I believe that Michael knew what he was doing the day of the shooting. He brought five guns with him, enough ammo to shoot everyone in the school twice, and had three pairs of earplugs.
Carneal is now 39. I'm Donna Warder.
Traffic deaths fell just slightly in the second quarter of this year. The AP's Norman Hall reports 2021 was an especially dangerous year on U.S. roadways.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates 10,590 people died on roadways from April to June, ending a string of seven quarterly increases. Fatalities began to rise 2 years ago when roads were largely empty due to stay-at-home orders in many states. With less traffic, speeds increase, as did reckless and impaired driving. Nearly 43,000 people were killed on U.S. roads last year, the highest number in 16 years.
This is AP News. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War says Ukrainian troops are using captured tanks in their counteroffensive against the Russian military. Here's Charles Diledesma.
The Institute, citing a Russian claim, says Ukraine's been using left-behind Russian T-72 tanks as it tries to push into the Russian-occupied region of Luhansk. Earlier this month, Ukraine launched its counter-offensive into territory around its second-largest city of Kharkiv. Videos and photos have shown Ukrainian troops seizing tanks, ammunition, and other weaponry left behind by Moscow in an apparently chaotic withdrawal. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Global stocks mostly higher after yesterday's higher close on Wall Street. The markets are jittery about the Federal Reserve's aggressiveness to raise interest rates to cool inflation. The Fed meets again tomorrow. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.